The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 27. In verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. From these three passages of Scripture, like to take the thought, fulfill my desire, Lord. Fulfill my desire, Lord. This is the request that we all should have. And the Lord knows what our desire is. And he's the one that can fulfill it. I dare say that as our pastor was speaking, the reason why people are full of so much hate is because they're not going to the Lord to fulfill their desire. They're trying to get their desire fulfilled by someone else other than the Lord. And so therefore, they're emotionally out of whack. And they really don't know, because they're so emotionally out of whack, they don't know really what their desire to be able to come to God and say, fulfill my desire. We've read in the scriptures in Psalm 145 where scripture says he fulfills the desire of every living thing. The Lord's the one that will fulfill your desire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And oh, if you realize that your desire should be to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. All the days of your life. To behold the beauty of the Lord. And to inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a great desire. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants to fulfill that. Hallelujah. Even for you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was thinking, after we had gotten back from going to the game with the young people, and we got back home, and I was planning on going somewhere, but the Lord said, why don't you go across the street and talk to your neighbors across the street. And I had talked to them before. It was Mr. and Ms. Trahan across the street from us. And we had talked to them before Family and Friends Day service. And Mr. Trahan was outside. And so he kind of ran over to me. He said, Daryl, you know. So I ran across the street and we start talking. And so I gave him an invitation to Family and Friends Day service. And kind of, you know, we talked a little bit. And then he said, well, I'll have to come and see where you spend all your Sundays. And so we gave him schedule and so on, and he had some people, I guess relatives that he knows on Church Street, so knew the area, so kind of the seed was planted. And but yesterday after I got home, the Lord just said, you know, go over there. So we went across the street, and we just rang the doorbell because I was just intending just to say, well, I'd like you to come and see tomorrow. And so they invited me into the house, and so came in, took my coat, and sat down in the kitchen table. I'd never been in their house before, I don't think, like that. And sat down, and it's just the Lord just gave me their attention. And we could start talking, and it was really interesting. They'd been in the neighborhood for a long time, and so they mentioned the Gators, and they said that how they were at some kind of reception with John Larson, who's the representative, and he's a long time resident East Hartford, and he's been there in the area there, and so I guess when they were talking at this engagement, John Larson had mentioned something. Oh yeah, you live where Wilson Gator used to live, and he knew something about Gary Hale, you know, and so they were mentioning that to me, and then they, especially the wife, would come and sit down at the table, and she would mention, I remember when you moved into the neighborhood, and we remember that we used to babysit for Hannah. Now she's big, but we babysit for her. And you know, the next door neighbor would babysit also, you know. And so then she had mentioned that I remember one day someone came to the door, and they showed me a badge, and they said they were from the FBI. And so they were asking me questions about you. And she said, well, I know that they're nice people, that we babysitted their child, and they're churchgoers. And so the FBI agent said, that's all I needed to know. And she left. And I was just listening to this, and she's telling me. And I was just thanking God. And so they were asking me some questions, you know, about the church. And I said, now tell me about the church. Tell me more about the church. They were wondering, why am I coming to this church? And so I could tell them, and they said, well, what? You know, you were up at Harvard, and, you know, I could see why you'd go from, you know, maybe you'd stay in Boston, you know, but come to Hartford? You know, what would you come to Hartford for? Yeah. And I told them that it's because I'm planted. I'm planted by the waters where my soul can be fed. And I told them that I come to a place whether that's the scripture said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, by the love that ye have one to another. And I thank God. I said, you know about the situation. I could have a family, because when I got sick, and they know I was sick and so on, but I have a family that could pray for me and be there. And so they were listening and listening more, and their hearts were opened up. And I think about it, as our bishop was talking about, you know, the place, the house of prayer here is a place of love. And that's what draws people. And that's why they want to be here, because by this shall all men know that we are your disciples, by the love that we have one to another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank God. Hallelujah. I was thinking about the scripture, Psalm 1st chapter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. So I was sitting there, had both of their attention. They were sitting right around the kitchen table, and they were asking about, what about this church? And I was saying,
You come to a place where you can hear the word. Hallelujah. Come to a place where there's love. Hallelujah. There's family and people come together. Hallelujah. And God can make us one. Hallelujah. You know, just talking about this. And they were asking about Hannah, you know, because the young people, hallelujah, have a way of drawing people. Hallelujah. And they can say, you know, we got to come. And yeah, that Hannah plays violin. And yeah, we would like to see her. Hallelujah. You know, because the children can be used as the mighty witnesses for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes Hannah out there, you know, working in the yard, you know, sometimes you know, she's riding on the rider mower. Hallelujah. Yeah, she gets on the rider mower, she cuts the lawn. Hallelujah. So they see that. Hallelujah. You know, they see her pushing the mulch mower, pushing it, you know. So they see her in the front. Hallelujah. And then she gets on the rider mower and she rides. Hallelujah. And so they see that. Hallelujah. And so I thank God, hallelujah, saying, you know, this is, they wish that they could have been able to come today, but they already had some, they already scheduled, but they're planning, they were going to come, you know. And I thank God, I looked at this and said, this is why you come, hallelujah, here. Hallelujah. Because God's going to plant you by the waters. We are planted, hallelujah, by the waters. Hallelujah. And that's why we can be, and he shall be like a tree. Hallelujah. A tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they understand that they had, I guess, some daughters, two daughters, and I guess two of them are teachers, and one of them went to St. Joseph's also, and had a master's degree, and so they are so happy for Abira, hallelujah, and they see that she's doing, and they're just really grateful, and they really can see that the Lord draws people, hallelujah, and they're saying how, you know, one person, like a reading specialist or something like that, and I was saying, well, we have a reading specialist right in the church, hallelujah. And we have another teacher that's a math teacher. And they both came from Stanford, hallelujah. And another teacher, hallelujah, and the Lord has helped her be a principal. Hallelujah. And they're looking at it. You have all this talent, hallelujah, amassed together, hallelujah. And, you know, it doesn't have to be the size or whatever, but they just see how the Lord is just bringing people and planting them, hallelujah. And you can see that the Lord's really fulfilling someone's desire, hallelujah, because people long for a long time, hallelujah, to have a place, hallelujah, where their soul could just come, hallelujah, and abide, hallelujah. And your desire is just that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, hallelujah, knowing that you were dead in trespasses and sins, hallelujah, but God has made you alive unto him, hallelujah, and now that you're alive, you can dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life, hallelujah, to behold the beauty of the Lord, that you can see it's beautiful to have people coming together, hallelujah, from all walks of life, hallelujah, young people, older people, hallelujah, middle-aged people, it doesn't matter how old, hallelujah, coming together, hallelujah, being one, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bringing souls, hallelujah, from various parts of the country, hallelujah, and drawing them, hallelujah, to the waters, hallelujah. He said, come unto me, all ye that thirst, hallelujah. He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, hallelujah, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, hallelujah. And you come to the waters, hallelujah. Come, hallelujah, and drink, hallelujah. Come, hallelujah, so your soul can delight itself, hallelujah. Come, hallelujah, be planted, hallelujah, right by the waters, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank God. Hallelujah. I was longing for a long time. Hallelujah. Being a long ways from home. Hallelujah. And being away from family. Hallelujah. And just longing to be somewhere where people really cared. To be somewhere where the Lord was. Hallelujah. Where my soul can be fed. Hallelujah. Where my soul, hallelujah, can be provided for. Hallelujah. And even when my flesh, hallelujah, was failing me. Hallelujah. My soul, hallelujah, could be strong. Hallelujah. And therefore I could go through the infirmities of my flesh. Hallelujah. The Lord knew. Hallelujah. Why? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I was, you know, probably incubating, hallelujah, this cancer in me while I was in school. Hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, the Lord just took me and put me in the right place. Hallelujah. And as our pastor said, he gave me the right person to help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, even to have an offspring that will be helpful. Hallelujah. You can do things together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I really thank God, hallelujah, because the Lord has given me my desire. Hallelujah. I'm in a good place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, I could have been in another place. Hallelujah. Where they're giving you all kinds of crazy advice. Hallelujah. All, you know, making you, you know, they didn't have one idea. Hallelujah. Why, hallelujah, and what I was going through. I was sick. Sick. So sick, and I really, that's why I was wondering why I was so tired. Hallelujah. Sick. Hallelujah. I couldn't really study for the bar exam like I should have. Hallelujah. I was supposed to be down here studying. I wasn't even focused. Hallelujah. Sick. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they didn't understand. Oh, why aren't you coming up here and seeing Sister Vera? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they're going to try and tear her down like a pastor said. Hallelujah. But the Lord knew. The Lord met her desire. Because she was praying. The Lord would just help her. Hallelujah. And in God's due time, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He worked it out so that she could move down here. Hallelujah. And even when she moved down here, then you had bozos here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bozos. Hallelujah. Trying to act like, oh, you know, it's like people act like, you know, there's a newborn sister and there's a so-and-so sister and then so-and-so sister. And people act like they know what's best for you. Hallelujah. And so they act like, well, yeah, they sit there like, I didn't know that you'd be this kind of blessing to the church. All condescending. You know? And all they're doing is just destroying and messing things up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody thought they knew what was best for me. Hallelujah. Yeah, so they could kill me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But then when I'm sick, they're not around. Hallelujah. When I'm sick, there wasn't really too many people who would come to see me in the hospital. It's basically pretty much one person. And then Sister Vera had to learn how to drive a stick, hallelujah, so she could drive down there to see. Hallelujah. And people would run their mouth, hallelujah. But hey, hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, that I just let God run his business. Because people wouldn't know, hallelujah, they wouldn't be around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Continue to remember, Bishop stood us both up in front of everybody, even through the mockers, and said, you stick with him like white on rice. Before the mockers. Hallelujah. Good advice. Hallelujah. Because now she's on the verge of doing some things that she would have never been able to do where she was before. And I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want her to do well. Hallelujah. Because that's my desire. My desire is that everyone will do well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we be in a place, hallelujah, where you can thrive. Hallelujah. And you can be planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. And I thank God. Hallelujah. I was just thinking in Jeremiah, hallelujah, 17th chapter. Thank you, Jesus. The scripture says, hallelujah, blessed is the man, verse 7, hallelujah, that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as the tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh, but her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Hallelujah. I look at this, hallelujah. The Lord can take you through some things, hallelujah. Hallelujah, and help you to realize, hallelujah, You know, I know when Hannah, when my wife and I were expecting Hannah, and we were both unemployed. She lost her job, I lost mine. Hallelujah. And really didn't know, but we had to just hope and trust in the Lord. And the Lord would take care of us. Hallelujah. Provide for us. And I really just thank God. Hallelujah. The Lord, as the pastor said, hallelujah, He allowed us to get a home. Hallelujah. Even before the same law firm who worked out the closing and all that stuff, they're the ones that a few months later said, "You're out of here." Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But the Lord kept us. Hallelujah. And you think about 13 years or so now down the line. Hallelujah. The people across the street saying, "I got to come." Hallelujah. "I've been watching you for a long time. And we're admiring what we see. And now we need to come." Hallelujah. And I was just thinking, God, hallelujah, how the Lord can fulfill your desire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think about, hallelujah, the Psalm 65. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalms. Talking about some happy people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people's desire must not be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help, Lord. The scripture says, blessed. You know, you think that blessings, hallelujah, are some material stuff, hallelujah, that you get from the Lord, hallelujah. And blessings of the Lord, He maketh rich, and it maketh rich, and He hath no sorrow with it. So I'm always, He loaded me down with benefits. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you're sad. Hallelujah. Your desire is really not being met. Hallelujah. But the scripture says here, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. Hallelujah. You come to the Lord, hallelujah, and you ask Him to fulfill my desire, hallelujah. You're calling on Him, even before you came to the church, hallelujah, calling on Him, hallelujah. Lord, fulfill my desire. There's got to be something better in life, hallelujah. I want something better in my life, hallelujah. I know there's something better, hallelujah. I'm asking, hallelujah, fulfill my desire, Lord, hallelujah. And the Lord will cause you to approach unto Him, hallelujah, that He may dwell in thy courts, hallelujah. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Hallelujah. That's where you're going to be satisfied. You're not going to reach your satisfaction anywhere else. Hallelujah. You're not going to reach your satisfaction outside of the Lord. Hallelujah. Or not coming to church. Hallelujah. You know, or losing your desire to come to church. Hallelujah. Or be around the church. Hallelujah. And we're going to get to right exactly how the Lord will fulfill your desire. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord... Hallelujah. As Mr. Tron and Mr. Tron, they were wondering, you know, why would you come to Hartford? Hallelujah. And I told them, I said, you know, I had the opportunity to go other places, but I came here because my desire, you can be planted. And this is what you have to realize. That's why you're here. Hallelujah. You're planted by the waters. Hallelujah. And when you're planted by the waters, you're not, your desires are being fulfilled. Hallelujah. Every day. Hallelujah. Daily. Hallelujah. Meeting your needs of your soul. Hallelujah. Because your roots, hallelujah, are right by the waters. Hallelujah. And you'll always be able to continue to get your soul fed. Hallelujah. And therefore you'll be happy. Hallelujah. And God will, that's why the scripture says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He'll give thee the desires of thy heart. Hallelujah. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also Him, and He'll bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Some people are uptight and mad with God. Hallelujah. That's why they're mad with each other. Hallelujah. Because they don't think that God is doing what they want Him to do. Hallelujah. And God's not going to do what you want Him to do. Hallelujah. He wants you, hallelujah, to come to Him and say, fulfill my desire, Lord. Hallelujah. And God will. He'll give you the mind, hallelujah, to want to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. To dwell there.
And also to come on and be alive, hallelujah. Many people haven't even come on and become alive, hallelujah. They're still dead in trespasses and sins, hallelujah. And their life, their desire for life, hallelujah, is waning, hallelujah. And that's why even the preacher was talking about strengthening those things. I think a pastor was talking about strengthening those things that remain, hallelujah. You know, with the young people and so on and so forth. You know, the bottom line is people, their desire, hallelujah, is waning, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So they don't even seem like it's so exciting. Hallelujah. And if it's not exciting to you, how are you going to talk to somebody else? Hallelujah. How are you going to help them to see why they should come? Hallelujah. You know, if you really lost the desire of why you came. Hallelujah. Realizing that God caused you. He touched your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was thinking, God, even yesterday, hallelujah, we were waiting for the young people right by Wendy's. And I could tell Sister Hannah, I could say, this is where Brother Dixon and I had our lunch. Right here at Wendy's. Hallelujah. And we sat there, and that's where I invited him to church. Hallelujah. And he came out, hallelujah, that night. Picked him up. Hallelujah. Came out to church. Hallelujah. And the next day, came out to church again. Got baptized. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Came back over to the house, sat down on the floor, playing blocks with Hannah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before that, Hannah didn't pay him any attention. Hallelujah. They'd be riding in the car, she'd pay him no attention. But after he got baptized, friend, even the children could tell. Hallelujah. Lord is good. Hallelujah. But I thank God you can see, hallelujah. And the children could see, hallelujah, the difference, hallelujah. And the excitement. I seen the young people yesterday. They were excited to be together. Hallelujah. They were having a great time. And they said, well, let's go over to Blimpy's here and we'll get some to eat. Hallelujah. It won't be all crowded. Hallelujah. And so we went there and, you know, everybody seemed like they were happy. Hallelujah. It's like, you know, what about us? You know? Are we happy when we get together? Hallelujah. You know, just happy to see each other, happy to do things together, happy to be together. And it's because we're allowing our souls to get what we've been desiring for a long time. Many of us come from situations and circumstances where even when our family lives weren't too good. Hallelujah. And we really didn't know how to really love one another. We didn't really know how to be together. Hallelujah. We didn't know how to do things together. Hallelujah. And that's how, you know, like our pastor continued to teach us on Wednesday nights. Hallelujah. And help us. Hallelujah. We can do it together here. That's what the Lord can do for us. Hallelujah. No matter where or what our background was, no matter what we came from, hallelujah, we can come here and learn how to do it together if we realize that the Lord can fulfill our desire, hallelujah, and we can be blessed, happy, not sad and uptight and mad and hateful and all this kind of stuff. And then people can really say, yes, that's how I know you're a disciple, hallelujah, because you love one another. Hallelujah. Brother Dixon, you saw one of my coworkers yesterday, right? Yeah, she almost followed me right into the bathroom, right? She was so busy talking. Yeah, where's Hannah? You know, I said, well, she's with the other young girls, hallelujah, from the church, hallelujah. And, you know, I said, I was with some of the other boys, you know. And I could introduce her to Brother Dixon and so on and so on. And she was like, you know, she was really amazed to see that people can. And that's what I was telling the Tehran too. We just came back from the game and we took some of the young people from the church to the game. And they were saying, oh, that's nice. And they can see that you can do some fun things too. You know? You know, they're not even in church, you know, but they can see. And these people can see. And the young lady that, you know, she's been here to the church before. So I could, you know, this is another little seed so you can try and, you know, help people see. Well, maybe you could come back to church too. You know? See? This is the kind of thing where people can see you're doing things together because they know they don't do that themselves. Hallelujah. And so they can see that people, they enjoy doing things together and they love one another. And you're not ashamed to introduce somebody. Hallelujah. And you're working together. Hallelujah. And people see that. That's how people know that your disciples not, oh, I'm from Newport Church of God. You know, no, they know by the love that you have one to another. We have a special affinity for one another. Hallelujah. 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 I thank God. Hallelujah. The Lord can fulfill your desire. And when, you know, reason why, hallelujah, some people are so sad because they won't allow the Lord, hallelujah, to fulfill their desire. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you got to have desire, hallelujah, hallelujah, to delight yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. That should be the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. To come and be in the house of the Lord. Not all kinds of other junk and fleshly desires. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to have this child. I want to have this. I want to have that. I want to have this job. I want that job. I want to have this money. I want to be in control. I want to have my empire. Hallelujah. I want to amass all kinds of prestige. Hallelujah. And those are wrong desires. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, one thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord in the choir and his temple. Then you'll realize that there's such beauty, hallelujah, in seeing people. You know, some people, they can't even stay in a room together for 10 minutes. Hallelujah. People are uptight and mad and upside, you know, the family gatherings, hallelujah. They can't even stay in a room for 5 minutes. Together before they're arguing and fighting, hallelujah, or walking out, hallelujah. They just can't take it that long, hallelujah. And the people are trying to burst out of the door, hallelujah, hallelujah. I got to get out of here. They come late or don't come, hallelujah. Help, Lord. What happened to your desire? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The scripture says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. That's why some of you have your ailments in your body. And I'm not talking about just because you have ailments in your body, it's because your hope's deferred. Hallelujah. But many people, hallelujah, they don't want to come to the Lord, hallelujah, and they don't want to allow the Lord to fulfill their desire, hallelujah. And so therefore, hallelujah, their hope that Jesus is your only hope, hallelujah, and therefore you'll be sick. Hallelujah. Help, Lord. Hallelujah. Scripture in the same chapter, hallelujah, says, hallelujah, the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. Look where it is, to the soul. Hallelujah. Not to your flesh. Hallelujah. But it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Why don't we realize, hallelujah, that just letting the Lord, hallelujah, draw us closer to him, hallelujah. Such a blessing, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scripture in Psalm 37 says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, as I kind of wind up this, hallelujah, and get into really where I wanted to almost start, but I do want to give a preface for this, hallelujah, because it's desire, hallelujah, hallelujah. You have to have the right desire, hallelujah. 1 Peter, hallelujah, 5th chapter. Thank you, Jesus. And this is why I was right, almost to just talk right about this, right up the top, but Bishop was talking about it. 1 Peter, 5th chapter, verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened, settle you. Hallelujah. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, even for this passage of scripture also, because I was asking the Lord to fulfill my desire, hallelujah, and continue to fulfill my desire. The Lord brought me here to the church, hallelujah, hallelujah. I didn't direct this, hallelujah, but the Lord led me here, hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, I asked the Lord to help me to be able to get back there, hallelujah. So when I got out of school, hallelujah, I could come back here. The Lord opened up a door, hallelujah. It wasn't that, hallelujah, I was so smart or anything, hallelujah. He opened up a door, hallelujah, so that I could have the right insurance, hallelujah, so that I could go through, hallelujah, my cancer treatments, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I look at this, hallelujah. I'm just thinking about these last 4 years since 1999, hallelujah. I remember, hallelujah, I was taking... I had started taking this 6-part exam, hallelujah, for this administrative law judge position. 1998. And there's a whole bunch of things you had to do. And one of the things I was supposed to do was go do a written examination. And so I went up to Boston. And 1999, I was up with Brother Cody, and we got up and we had breakfast. And so then we had to take the train, and so we were going to go over to where the test was going to be taken near the Fleet Center. And so Brother Cody is walking, and it seemed like he was just walking so fast. It's just, you know, I know he has longer legs than me, but, you know, he's just walking fast, you know. And it was kind of cold, but I was just like, I have a hard time catching up and keeping up. And I was just so tired, just tired, tired. And I was wondering why. And so, you know, we finally got there, and I was just exhausted. And I took the written exam, and it was 6 hours, and I was exhausted. But the Lord took me through. I took the exam, and then I had to drive back, and I was like falling asleep, coming back home. And I was just wondering, I said, well, maybe this is not for me. I don't know. And I didn't know that my hematocrit was maybe down to 18 or something like that. You don't have enough red blood cells, you don't have enough oxygen, and you don't have enough energy in your body. And you're getting down to, or it got so low that it was really heart attack time. And I was really almost at the same time Bishop was having his situation. And I was like a walking dead person. I really had hardly any blood. And I remember when I came back home, and my grandmother had died, and I was supposed to go down to Alabama. And I was so out of it. I was sitting here in the pulpit. I almost passed out. And then, actually, when I got, I actually went down to Alabama, and I was passed out down there too. And we came up back up here, and I actually did fall out in the house. And Vera had picked me up and take me down to Yale. And you know, then they put me in the hospital, and they're saying you have a heart problem, and your heart's messed up, and all this stuff. And I was just looking at this and thinking, well, the scripture said after you've suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. And I didn't know, hallelujah, that the Lord wanted to take me through another 4-year education. Hallelujah. An education where he would take out, hallelujah, all this anxiety. Hallelujah. Where you feel like you have to go somewhere else. Hallelujah. Where you feel like you got to be somewhere else. Hallelujah. Where you got to be doing this and you got to be doing that. Hallelujah. And people sometimes they won't let the Lord, hallelujah, keep them somewhere so he can develop them. Hallelujah. And make them and mold them. Hallelujah. And teach them some things. Hallelujah. That they wouldn't have been able to get anywhere else. Hallelujah. The Lord put me, hallelujah, the place where I am, hallelujah, to give me, hallelujah. I wasn't ready back in 1999, hallelujah. But the Lord, hallelujah, could help me to realize, hallelujah, that there were some things that I needed to go through, hallelujah. Yeah, there was a law firm that was trying to go after me, hallelujah, and trying to say, yeah, come on, recruiting, and doing all this stuff. Yeah, we want you to develop a practice up in Boston and down in Stanford, and oh yes, we want you to do this, and we want you to do that. And here I couldn't even hardly walk. Hallelujah. I was like walking to lunch with them, and I was almost, my equilibrium, I was almost falling over. Hallelujah. And I was like, what? This is not normal. Hallelujah. And blood transfusions and all this stuff. And I said, yeah, the Lord's trying to tell me something. And then the Lord said, that wasn't the thing. And so I thank God, hallelujah, that when then some other situation came up, hallelujah, or you could be corporate counsel or something. Oh, yeah, general counsel, yeah. And so, yeah. Yeah, maybe I go here, go there. And the Lord said, nope, that wasn't it either. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I planted you right here. Hallelujah. And you see, I'm going to use you, hallelujah, and I'm going to teach you things, hallelujah, in this 4 years, hallelujah. And about a year later, hallelujah, I'd be on the operating table, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And after aspirate on the table, and then I wind up in the intensive care. And Bishop and Elder Hooker come down, and Jesus had to come to wake up his friend. Hallelujah. I was as good as dead. Hallelujah. And I'm sure my wife, hallelujah, is in there. I thank God, hallelujah, she was there, hallelujah. My brother was there, hallelujah. Dr. Hall was there, hallelujah. And it's by being in the church, by being planted. And the Lord would say, I don't want you to ever forget the compassion. Don't ever forget the compassion. Because, you know, I remember I came back to work and I was talking to one of the attorneys about what happened to me on the table. And she broke down crying right in her office. Hallelujah. And I was just thinking, I'm just happy to be alive. Hallelujah. And I just thank God, hallelujah. I needed to go through that to have an appreciation for life, that God helped me to realize that I have met your desire. Hallelujah. You can dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life. Hallelujah. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. And I'll teach you some more things. Hallelujah. Learn about some compassion. Learn about mercy. Learn about righteousness, judgment, and equity. Hallelujah. So that you can make the right judgments. Hallelujah. And the Lord would help me to go through proceedings. Hallelujah. To give me preparation and training. Hallelujah. Right on the job that I have right now. Hallelujah. And you know, I was talking to Bishop, but 1999 they had said, we have to cancel this panel interview because there's been a lawsuit, and so everything stayed. And so then they came up and said, the lawsuit went through, and so they prevailed, and so therefore the test is dead. So, test was over. So, I kind of put all my stuff and I kind of put in, and the Lord is so good, he just had me put it all in a file and just put it right there and set it in my office. And I didn't think too much about it too much, and I said, maybe it's not the Lord's will for that. Hallelujah. But all the Lord was doing is saying, it wasn't the time. I need to make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So that you're not all antsy and trying to say, gosh, this person's leaving, this person's going here, I got to hear. Just plant it by the waters. Hallelujah. And happy where you are. Hallelujah. Some people are not even happy where they are. Hallelujah. How can the Lord bring you somewhere else? Hallelujah. If you're not happy with what he's done for you already. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the Lord had me to go through some real situations on the job to help me to prepare and learn. Hallelujah. Dealing with people. Hallelujah. Even when my supervisor, hallelujah, had the 5 bypass heart operation. Hallelujah. And they came in right then. Okay, you're the supervisor. Hallelujah. And so I had to deal with personalities and, you know, manage people. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. And I thank God, looking how the Lord's just preparing you. Hallelujah. So in September, the Lord would give me a letter and it said, the decision that was made before has been overruled in the court. And so now we're reinstituting these exams. So would you like to complete your exam? Yes. You know, so scheduled to have the panel interview. And so sent that in September. I didn't hear anything until about 2 weeks ago. And so they said, you have 3 dates, December 16th, December 18th, and January 14th. And so that was left on the voicemail. So I called him back and said, December 18th is already taken. So I said, okay, I'll take December 16th. It was a Tuesday, so I didn't have to miss church. So I said, Tuesday, okay, December 16th. All right, I'll go. And, oh my gosh. The Lord just really, really bless. Hallelujah. Yes, he showed himself strong on behalf of them whose hearts are perfect before him. I went down there, and they really kind of had somebody, Mr. Hale, they had somebody down there to greet me downstairs, then, kind of welcome me, and then almost, I got there about an hour or so before, and then they would move me. I had talked to Bishop on the phone, and then a little bit after I talked to him on the phone, then they moved me up to another room so I could wait there. And then the person who was the chair of the panel, he came out to introduce himself and talk, and just, it's just amazing. Hallelujah. And then I was thinking, God, how I was telling, I think Brother Dixon said, you know, the chairman of the panel came out. He said, would you like some water? And I said, yes. And the Lord, and the man brought out some water, and he would give me the water. And I was taking the water, and then he was leaving. And my hand was shaking, and the water went all over the place. But he didn't see that, you know? He didn't see that. And what I'm trying to tell you is, in flesh, the magnitude of this, I couldn't do it in myself. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, it's like the anointing of God. Hallelujah. The Lord just, hallelujah. When he came back out, I said, okay, it's time to go in. Hallelujah. It was like another person took over. Hallelujah. You know, no more shaking. Hallelujah. And went in. Hallelujah. The Lord, hallelujah, shew himself strong, because the Lord, Scripture said, the Lord shall be thy confidence. Hallelujah. And he will not suffer thy foot to be taken. Hallelujah. And I went in. Hallelujah. Said, I am counsel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, I am understanding. Hallelujah. I have counsel. Hallelujah. I have sound wisdom. Hallelujah. I have strength. Hallelujah. And by me, hallelujah, the princes reign. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. And all the judges of the earth, hallelujah, by my counsel, by my wisdom, hallelujah. And I'm going to be right there with you, hallelujah. And every single question that they asked, hallelujah, the Lord had prepared me for every single question, hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, the Lord spoke, hallelujah, and he had them, hallelujah. They were like mesmerized, hallelujah. They were sitting there, hallelujah. Okay, another question about this. Oh, yeah, let's follow up on that, hallelujah. And yeah, they're just going, hallelujah. And they seemed like the time just went by, hallelujah. And it was like, okay, next question, next question. It was like, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's get it. Hallelujah. 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 I thank God I would have never been able to do that. Hallelujah. If I had a hallelujah, hallelujah, not trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I wanted to run off. Hallelujah. And go and do my own thing. Hallelujah. But stayed there. Hallelujah. Waiting. Hallelujah. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also him. Hallelujah. And he'll bring it to pass. Hallelujah. You'll realize that God's just preparing you, just like he did Joseph. Hallelujah. So that you can go forward. Hallelujah. And you can, hallelujah, make sound judgments. Hallelujah. You can go forward. Hallelujah. And be an example. Hallelujah. And people out there in the world can see it. Hallelujah. We're going to judge the world. Hallelujah. You know, we're in the church. Hallelujah. We should be able, hallelujah, to go forward. Hallelujah. Most of all, hallelujah, realizing that God can fulfill our desire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank God. He said, hallelujah. Let's thank God. After the interview was over, you know, he said, well, why don't you go and talk to so-and-so and she'll tell you what else. Hallelujah. So I went in, talked to her. She said, well, why don't you give me a call tomorrow? Hallelujah. Yeah, tomorrow. So I got back and I called her the next day. She said, yeah, you'll be getting your score and getting your certificate and everything. You'll be going on the register. Hallelujah. And I look at that. This is just, you know, that's just nothing but the Lord. Hallelujah. And the timing. The timing. It's all God's timing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I had put in my geographic preferences, I don't want to go all over the country. I don't want to be anywhere else but here. So I limited my geographic preferences to within here, driving distance of here. So I live here. I don't have to go anywhere else. I don't have to transplant and relocate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm here. I'm planted by the waters. And then you have people that are outside of it, like, oh, you're limiting your opportunities, because if you put it everywhere, then, you know, then you have to get there more. I look at it, I'm waiting on God's time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God will give you your desire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you talk to the right people, hallelujah, and the multitude of counselors, their safety, hallelujah, and you get it with the right people, they'll let you know, hallelujah. And the best counsel, hallelujah, is right here in the Scriptures. Hallelujah. That's what dwelling
in the house of the Lord all the days of your life, hallelujah, so that you might behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in His temple, hallelujah. I want to be in a position, hallelujah, where I can be in the house of the Lord, hallelujah, and I can be there, hallelujah. You know, like our pastor is saying, you know, they need, hallelujah, my family needs, I need them to be traveling across the country, hallelujah, and being away, all that kind of, I didn't want to be away from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm confident, hallelujah, that the Lord in His own time, hallelujah, He'll do things well. Just like He did this, hallelujah. I'm telling you. I just thank God the Lord just fulfilled my desire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And realizing that I'm settled. Hallelujah. I'm not thinking about going anywhere else. I'm not antsy about it. I'm not uptight. I'm not envious of anybody else. You know, I thank God, it's just like Apostle Paul, hallelujah. He said, hallelujah, that I may gain the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. He said, you know, my heart's desire, hallelujah, is that they be saved, hallelujah. His brethren, that they be saved, hallelujah. And you look at this, hallelujah, that's why I'm here. And my heart's desire is to see people saved, hallelujah, and delivered, hallelujah. And that their heart's desire, hallelujah, to be here in the house of the Lord, hallelujah, so that their souls can be blessed, hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah. I look and I said, Brother Cody back there, and I said, go ahead, brother, hallelujah, do well, hallelujah. You know, when he goes well, does well, my heart's desire is fulfilled, hallelujah. And the Lord has him, hallelujah, even though he had to go to Boston, hallelujah, he's still, hallelujah, within, so he can come to church. Hallelujah. Even though Brother Dixon, hallelujah, had to go down to Long Island, hallelujah, he was supposed to come to church on the weekends, hallelujah. And then the Lord gave him his heart desires, hallelujah, so that he could come all the way back and be like 6 minutes from the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then thank God, hallelujah, in due time, hallelujah, the Lord bless him with something else, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right on his job, hallelujah. Due time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why I go back, I said, you know, that little thing of, you know, he come to Wendy's. Hallelujah. And I could tell Hannah, and you could see, hallelujah, and see this. This is why just be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. All the days of your life. Hallelujah. You know, continue to remember picking up Brother Hannah. Hallelujah. And Hannah Hale was in the womb. Hallelujah. And picking up Brother Hannah. Hallelujah. And driving to church. Hallelujah. And now Brother Hannah, when Hannah would come out, Brother Hannah would be there playing around, playing with Hannah. Hallelujah. And you just look at this. That's why we're at the church. Family. Hallelujah. You know? And that's why I love seeing the young people yesterday. Hallelujah. That was really nice. Hallelujah. You know? They enjoy one another. And then that little AJ was sitting next to me. I was kind of explaining to him the game. You know? I said, they got to box out. You know? So I was explaining some things to him. He said, when are they going to get to 100? You know? I said, they might get it by 5 minutes, you know. Oh, boy. We had a good time. Hallelujah. You just think about it, that we can learn from the young people. The young people enjoy just being with other young people. And they, you know, that's why it says, in malice, be children. Because children don't harbor hate. They don't be hating. Hallelujah. Help, Lord. Hallelujah. But you start getting old and crusty. Hallelujah. And you can hold on to this stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then you don't want to be here. That's not good. When you want to sit there and you're actually justifying, hallelujah, hating somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I didn't talk to Bishop about this, but I'm just saying, the opposite should be. Hallelujah. We used to do it. We're provoking one another to love and to good works. Hallelujah. And you see, the young people, you know, heard afterwards, they went and just go up there to Mortensen's and have some ice cream. How difficult is that? Doesn't have to be some elaborate thing. We've been planning for 5 weeks, hallelujah, for this. Doesn't take much planning for that. Me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. I just want some strawberry ice cream. That's the only decision you have to make. Strawberry. You know? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah.
You know, it's good to just sitting there, and Brother Purnell would bring out this little thing that he got out of the gum machine or whatever it was. You know, he'd say, well, this is this, and this is that, and this is this. I said, what do you expect for 25 cents? God's good. Pray for me in Jesus' name.
That's right there, man. That's it. Thank God for the wonderful words of life that came to us. He didn't say he preached, but he did preach. Don't be hating. Praise the Lord. Because the Lord don't bless through all that mess. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for all things. Thank God for the word of God. And as he mentioned, God will fulfill. And if you don't want God's blessing, you don't want it to be fulfilled, then you let your anxieties. So I enjoyed the word. Praise the Lord. And thank God for all that was said and what God is doing. And hopefully the young people will remember that, because they will. Okay? They will remember being shown or demonstrated how they can get along rather than sitting in there looking like the devil, acting like you justifying your hate. Nobody's going to die but you. Praise the Lord. No one going to die but you. Hate will kill you. Praise the Lord. Hate will kill you. You better listen. Hate will kill you, because it'll make you feel that you is the only pebble on the beach and the world rotates around you. Praise the Lord. But God, hallelujah, have been our prime example. Praise the Lord. And while we were enemies, the Bible says in what? Due time. Praise the Lord. So the preacher told you a lot of things happening within 3 day period in his life that he was trying to consummate and make happen a long time, and all he had to do is in God's own time. Praise the Lord. What is that? Our example. And some of us, our blessing will be taken away from us because we are the cause of it. God wants to bless, but you're stubborn, you're hateful, you want to make your way God's way. God can take away your blessing. The preacher told you how he went through his illness, and the Lord stopped the process. Praise the Lord. And some of us sit right here, Sister Lou, and we learn nothing. Not a thing. Like some of those who sat before you and didn't learn anything, because they're going to make God suffer. That devil or something else. How can you make God suffer when God is, Sister Hawkins, love? Praise the Lord. How can you make God suffer? God doesn't hold any grudge. God is love. I'm not talking lust. Praise the Lord. So those who wait upon the Lord shall what? Shall do what? Shall do what? Shall walk? Praise the Lord. All of those are God's repertoire things. So sit there and hate and see who's going to get. And when you die like a fool, die while you're still here. Praise the Lord. Say that word we start off with, JL. That's a nut. Praise the Lord. Going in the tent, and he's sitting up in there running his mouth. Hello? Dr. Willie didn't want to read the good part. Because Sister Sarah was a wife, of, you know. And he told her, now, if anybody come to the tent, he shouldn't have been there in the first place. Anybody come to the tent and ask anybody, tell them no. Praise the Lord. So he went in the tent. And she covered him up with the blanket. Yeah? It made him feel comfortable. And he said, bring me a little milk. Died like a fool. Praise the Lord. And what do we learn from these scriptures? Nothing. Can't happen to me. Praise the Lord. So I'm glad for the word. Thank God for his good. Right, Sister Ann? Man, Sister Ann, I mentioned the other day, we talked to her. She's one of the people who's going through this transitional change on her job. Praise the Lord. And people's all upset, and people begin to jump off the boat and off the ship. And see, what you going to do? She said, I ain't doing nothing. The Lord put me here. Yeah? And somebody said, well, if that's what you're going to do, I'm going to do. Some people off the top jump off. Okay, and now the people says, well, You left here, and you over this, and you're doing that. You understand? When you learn how to trust the Lord will trust you. When you want to act like the devil, God lets you do it by yourself. You die like a fool. Praise the Lord. All right. See, you can't punish God. You can only punish yourself. Yeah. Well, he put it in the file and forgot about it, did he not? That's what preacher said. But when they came back for 2 days, you had to run around and get everybody else every time Dick and Harry involved in them. Praise the Lord. That day is no good. That's taken. Come on down. Where's that stuff you took a few years ago? Come on down. Praise the Lord. But if you're trying to make something happen, show something about your personality. But after he what? Suffered a while. And you know what? Some people are mad because he suffered a while. You wouldn't be able to go through what he's gone through. Praise the Lord, because your attitude won't let you. See, you would have an attitude to live. Even when death is everywhere and all around you, you have an attitude to trust in God to live. Praise the Lord. And God will give you life. Hamashanda. Hallelujah. God will give you life. Hamashanda. Oh, yes. God will give you life. Death is everywhere. And folks are dying around you. But God promises he'll give you life. Spiritually and naturally. And the things that sometimes you may want naturally will be your demise and your death.